You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
On Saturday, tens of thousands of people joined the March for Humanity in Tāmaki Makaurau. The protesters were calling on the government to sanction Israel over its actions in Gaza. The protest was initially intended to be over the harbour bridge, but it was moved due to forecasted high winds. Instead, the march began in Altea Square and ended in Victoria Park. Producer Sanat and I were at the protest and spoke to rangatahi, politicians and community members about why they were there.
Hi, I'm Shanti. I go to college and I'm here because I support Palestine.
Do you have a message for the government today?
We need to stand together and we need to let our voices be heard.
Kia ora, my name is Malak. I am 15 years old. I'm Palestinian from West Bank, Hebron, and I've lived in Aotearoa for almost my whole life here and there, and I come today from Dunedin.
And what brings you to the march today?
What brings me to the march today is my motivation to stand up for my people. I know that there are so many people who want to be here today and here representing them, and as well as bringing hope to my family and friends and people in Palestine.
Do you have a message for the government?
My message to the government is to sanction Israel now and to take action towards sending aid to the people of Gaza and to help them. Because us as New Zealand, we are known to be a country that is constantly helping other countries around the world, and to be complicit in genocide is to be complicit against humanity.
My name is Dr. Emi Rakete, and I'm here because I've been watching children get turned inside out for the last 2 years on my phone while the government has stood by. You know, on one hand, lambasting the left-wing critics for wanting to do virtue signalling, as Winston Peters loves to say, and on the other hand, taking no substantive action against Israel to stop it from committing its crimes. No action to stop Raycon from selling components used in American bombs that have been dropped on Gaza. No sanctions, no action against Zionist diplomats in the country. And so I'm here with what looks like about 20,000 people to say that we need to see some real action from the government on the genocide.
And what do you think today's, or what message do you think today's march is sending to the government?
I mean, it shows that the government's wait and see, gently, gently approach is totally inadequate to the moment. There are thousands of people here, many of whom are not, unlike me, hardened, hardline Marxists. There are lots of people in suits, lots of people here with babies. There is a total cross-section of New Zealand society here saying that the government must do something differently. So the idea that the government can continue to coddle Israel, continue to coddle the United States, continue to bind us into military alliances with these countries, it's dead in the water. We need sanctions, we need expulsion of diplomats, we need real effort to bring the genocide to a conclusion, and these people are going to see it done.
Kia ora, my name is Ricardo and I'm a Green Party Member of Parliament.
And what brings you to the march today?
This is a march for humanity. I think people are coming here to protest the ongoing genocide that Israel is committing in Gaza, but actually people are standing up for our basic humanity and human rights. So it's encouraging to see a huge turnout today for everyday people to be demanding on our government to sanction Israel.
Do you have a message for the government today?
It's time for MPs to grow a spine and sanction Israel and to take meaningful action to stop this ongoing genocide. New Zealand has a role to play in the international stage. And so whether it's sanctions, statehood recognition, or actually calling it what it is, a genocide, our Prime Minister needs to do more.
Shannon Halbert, Labour List MP based in Northcote.
And so what brings you to the march today?
I've been attending rallies for Gaza over the past 12 months. It's an important kaupapa to me that really unites a core part of our community on an issue that's important to many New Zealanders, and that is that we want the government to take a stand against the unfolding genocide in Gaza. It's not good enough, and we want the government to take more action.
What sort of message do you think this crowd is sending to the government today?
It's all about people power. We believe in mana motuhake, and we want that for every Indigenous group across the world. And so a small part of what we can do as Kiwis is stand here in solidarity and call tahitanga today and show them our support, but most of all put pressure on our government, on the Prime Minister Luxon, to actually do something, to show some leadership with some urgency, because we're all proud of the leadership that New Zealand has taken in the past on such issues, yet this government takes no action.
Kia ora, my name is Justine Sachs. I'm the co-founder of Dainu, New Zealand Jews Against Occupation.
Can you talk about what brings you to the march today?
I'm here today to demand that the New Zealand government sanction Israel for committing crimes against humanity and the unfolding genocide we're witnessing in Gaza.
Do you think that today's march sends a strong message to the government?
I do, and I think the government needs to listen. We are witnessing a genocide. New Zealand needs to step up, sanction Israel, just like we sanctioned Russia for its illegal invasion of Ukraine. It's late, actually. We need to sanction Israel now. There needs to be consequences for its violations of international law, for its wanton murder of civilians, women, children, and men.
I know you've been to marches like this before. How does today's compare to other ones?
I think it shows that this isn't not going to go away. Look at the number of people here today. This is the conscience of Aotearoa showing up to say that we will not condone and be complicit in genocide. And I do not think this issue, we are not going to go away. Palestine will not go away. We will continue to show up. And I think that is evident here today. And we will march the bridge. I believe that.
My name is Hayam and I'm a uni student.
So what brings you here to the march today?
What brings me here is that we've seen 2 years of ongoing bombardment and genocide and our government doing absolutely nothing substantial to even try to intervene or stop that or even stand in solidarity. So.
And what sort of message do you want to send to the government today?
I want to send a message to the government that their citizens are very upset with their actions and more so their lack of action, and that we're here to show them that.
Hey, I'm Kukulin Howard. I am a University of Auckland student, Waipapa Tomatoroa. I'm a geography student, and I think this is an important day to be here, and it's an important place to be at in terms of global politics, in terms of our position in global politics. We in Aotearoa, we have our own Tino Rangatiratanga, and we need to determine our own future and our own destiny with these actions that we take. And I think today is a real opportunity for you to come out and engage in some real geopolitical action that will have an impact globally.
Following the largest pro-Palestine march in New Zealand since October 2023, Aotearoa for Palestine spokesperson Nadine Mortaja spoke with Tuesday Wire host Sierra about the protest and the movement's demands for the New Zealand government.
How are you feeling about the number of people who rallied in support for Palestine in Auckland City on Saturday?
Oh, I'm feeling absolutely incredible. I mean, just seeing the amount of people show up showed me that the people here in Aotearoa care about the Palestinian people. And it showed me that we do want to sanction Israel for its war crimes. We do want the New Zealand government to do something because Israel is a rogue state and someone needs to hold them accountable. And I think just seeing the amount of endorsements that have rallied against, you know, with us, and there's been over 150 organizations that have supported this march. So that also shows me that the people in Aotearoa want demands, they want sanctions, and we do want something from the New Zealand government.
This was, I believe, the 100th week of protesting now since the first demonstrations nearly 2 years ago. Why has it been so important to hold these rallies every week?
We still want the people here in Aotearoa to know that there is a live stream genocide happening in Gaza. Since August as well, there's been a man-made famine happening. Not a single food truck has been allowed into Gaza because the Israeli occupation has denied it entry. So as a result of that, 500,000 people are facing catastrophic hunger. There are children and people that have actually starved to death as well. We are in 2025. How is this happening? How are we okay with watching this happen? So I think we still want people to realize that this is still happening. We can't go on about business as usual when there are people that are starving to death, when there are people that have, you know, lost their homes, that have lost their lives. They have bombed schools, hospitals, people's homes. So we do want people to realize that this is still happening and we can't go on about business as normal. So that's why it's still important for us to hold these demonstrations and to let people aware that there is a live stream genocide happening and we need to do something about it. And that is why right now the demand is to sanction Israel.
Has there been any kind of response from the New Zealand government in relation to this march or what you're calling for?
Well, we do. I mean, we will give credit where credit's due. I mean, the New Zealand government has put travel bans on Smotrich and Ben Gavir, but that isn't enough. We still need them to hold Israel accountable, and that, you know, that is to sanction them. That is to let them let aid into Gaza. So we do want the New Zealand government to do something. We are a small country, but we are also a mighty country. And we do want to look back at our history in 10 years' time. We do want to tell our kids we did something. Aotearoa did something for the people in Gaza. So we do want the New Zealand government to stand on the right side of history, and we need them to sanction Israel.
We've been seeing protests across the globe. Hundreds of thousands of people have showed up in Australia, the UK, and throughout Europe. Are you worried that political leaders seem to have lost their sense of urgency or obligation on this issue?
100%. The people have spoken, and it's time for our governments all around the world to listen to us, whether they're the governments in the UK, Australia, the governments here in New Zealand. We need someone to hold Israel accountable for its war crimes. It is a rogue state. It's a terrorist state. They have bombed schools, hospitals. They've bombed people's lives. People in Gaza used to live. It's a small city, but people in Gaza had weddings. They had lives. Children went to school. Why are we okay with this happening to them? Is it because they're Arab? Is it because they're Muslim? What is the reason this is happening to them? Because if this was happening in a Western country, nobody would stay still. Everyone would lose their minds. So why is this happening to the people in Palestine? Why aren't our governments holding Israel accountable for its war crimes? And that's why New Zealand needs to sanction Israel for its war crimes. It's a rogue state. We need to hold them accountable.
As a leader within this movement, how do you remain hopeful and staunch in your activism? And moreover, how would you recommend that others, especially in New Zealand, where this conflict is quite distant, to avoid becoming desensitized to the violence inflicted against Palestinians?
I think what keeps me going is the people in Gaza. I mean, when we march and when I chant for them. When we say Anarajar, which means I'm returning, in English, translated to returning in English, that means I am returning to Palestine. And we do believe that because us Palestinians, we do believe in the right of returning to our homeland. This is our rightful homeland. I am from Gaza. I've only been to Gaza once before in my whole life. That's my home. How is that fair? How do we justify that when people all around the world get to live in their homelands? Why is it that the Palestinians aren't allowed to do that? And that's why we've been fighting for this ever since we're born. We've been fighting for this. So that's why we need to do something, and something big. And that is why we need to sanction Israel for its war crimes. I mean, we are very privileged. We can put our phones down when we feel like it's too much, whereas the people in Gaza can't do that. They can't just sit and be like, okay, I'm done with the bombing. No, they can't do that. Whereas we have the privilege to put our phones down and to say, oh, I can't watch a live stream genocide through my phone. I need to take a break. The people in Gaza don't have a break. They haven't had a break since October the 7th. They haven't actually had a break since 1948. And that's why we need to do something, and something big. And that is to hold Israel accountable and to sanction them for its war crimes. I mean, Aotearoa, there's been a lot of fundraisers. There's been a lot of events. There's been a lot of gigs that have been hosted. And, you know, lots of people have donated to the people in Palestine. So I do applaud everyone that has done something in the movement. But what keeps me going personally is my people in Gaza. Their resilience keeps me going. Their faith keeps me going. I mean, you see like these videos of kids and their parents have passed away, but then they still say Alhamdulillah, which means thank God, you know, that we are still alive, that we are still fighting. So their resilience keeps me going.
How can people in Aotearoa continue to show their support for this movement, for this cause, beyond just this protest over the weekend?
Yeah, I think, I mean, showing up to protest is a great way. It's also a great way to like meet people, like-minded people, form a community, but also boycotting Israeli products. The main ones right now that we are boycotting is SodaStream, Coca-Cola, Obala Hummus. That is an individual goal that everyone can do, and it is achievable. So boycotting products that are manufactured in the Israeli occupation, but also writing to your local MPs. That's also another great tool. Meet up with your local MP, write to them. If it's too much to meet up with them, bring a buddy with you, go together and meet your MP and tell them that we need demands to sanction Israel for its war crimes. And also one more thing I would like to add is search up the Nakba. The Nakba is in 1948, and that is when 750,000 Palestinians were exiled out of Palestine, and they had to go to neighboring countries such as Syria, Lebanon, Jordan. And that's when this whole conflict actually started. So there's a lot of history that people need to learn, but search up the Nakba, 1948.
That was Tuesday Wire host Sarah, producer Sanat and me covering Saturday's protest for Palestine in Tāmaki Makaurau.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.